apologize. I want to apologize to the masses for letting these sucker ass niggas catch me out there like that. Talk about suckers, I'm talking about apologize. I want to apologize to the masses for letting these sucker ass niggas catch me out there like that. Suckers, I'm talking about those who perpetrated to be either my friend who were wearing wiretaps, who got on the stand and lied. Man, I want to apologize to those that I let down for letting some suckers play me. And I just want you to know, man, that I just didn't know that these dudes was that jealous. That jealousy would allow them or make them do the things that they did. And it's almost like a sucker killed me, man. It's like I let a sucker come down on me, man, and beat me up and kill me, man. And this is the same feeling. It's almost like it's parallel. So I want to apologize to all those who have lost their life, dedicated their life to the game. I want to apologize to you for what I allowed to happen to me. I'm very sorry. Trust you, man.
Mysterious. It's just that I don't want people to have too much of me. I always feel that I put me there inside the songs, and that's how you get to know me. And I sort of consciously don't give too much of myself away, because I like to live my life. I like to be myself.
Sade is not just a name. It's a brand.
Basically, the unit is Paul, bass player, and people doing the bass fashion for myself.
Some people think this group is a little mysterious and can't understand why they don't put out consistent music. But Sade and her band members are very private people. When they're not releasing new music or out on tour, just want to live normal, private lives.
It's essential that I live my life and I keep in touch with my roots and my people, my friends. And I can't just sort of split myself in that way to one thing or the other thing. So sometimes it takes 8 years.
I found the life of the lead singer, Sade, to be quite interesting. And I wanted to give you guys some background into what she's been up to throughout these years. Sade's full name is Helen Bala Sade Adu. Well, that is the closest I can get to it. She is of Nigerian and English descent. And Sade was 4 years old. She remembers her mother and father arguing constantly. She also remembers her childhood after leaving Nigeria with her mother and older brother to live in England with her grandparents.
They accepted us as we were. And I had a pretty good childhood, and it was a good place to be. It was quite a small town.
After graduating high school, Sade started to model. She also designed clothing for men. For the most part, this was Sade's life. And although she helped out a small band from time to time by singing background, music was still not her first choice.
I always sung
not seriously, and I never had any intention of, never had any dreams or aspirations about, you know, being a singer.
And I couldn't go to one of the court appearances and they didn't get the message, and then they issued a warrant for my arrest, and basically I can't go back there because I will be arrested.
Unfortunately, the relationship ended with Morgan. Not because of that, anyway. On to the next, well, album, that is. In 2000, Sade returns with Lovers Rock. After releasing the album, Sade and the band disappeared. This time, they were gone for 10 years.
I just always feel I have to do something when it feels right, and not sort of be too influenced externally, and just let it happen when it should, when I feel it, it's the right moment.
During this hiatus, Sade did what any normal person would do. She was being a mom. But what she didn't see coming was meeting a new love. His name is Ian Watts, and they started dating around 2007. Sade does consider herself a stepmom to Ian's son. Now, the group was ready for another album. In 2010, we received Soldier of Love. When Soldier of Love was released, the group decided to go on tour, but not like they ever had before. They put in a lot of work, and each night, the shows were amazing. It was unlike what they've ever done.
I don't know if we'll ever do another tour on this scale with a production as big as this, and so I don't know.
But then Sade and the band disappear again. It has been another 10 years from the last Sade album. And this time, Sade's biological child comes out as transgender. Isaac thanks his mother for being there for him during this time. He expressed her being so supportive and allowed him to have the confidence that he has today. As far as Sade, she and Ian are still very much together. During her downtime from the group, Sade hasn't made any plans to collaborate with other artists.
Wouldn't be right. When I love someone, I love them for the way they are and for what they do that's special to them. So I wouldn't want to take anything from them or give anything to them because they wouldn't need it, you know?
Wow.
I also know from the research that Sade loves to get her hands dirty.
You're kind of a farm girl. That's fair to say.
You saw a straw behind my ear.
Now, as far as the group coming back together, besides Stewart, Sade, Paul, and Andrew live very secluded. Stewart does release music from time to time, and he also respects his other bandmates. So, when it's the right time, and only they will know it, we will get another album. Sade always says she lives a colorful life, and that's because she doesn't need expensive things to be happy. Anyway, I'm ending this video here. Let me know what you think down in the comments. Also, don't forget to press that subscribe button. Until next time, peace.
Big news!
In the next... I'm gonna make everything complete. I need to stress out. I need to know.
Ain't deep in my rhymes, I'm falling in. So when you see me on the street, don't bother, kid. Jumping on the Got Vivica Fox still mad at him, bro.
For real?
Yeah. And then on top of that, my man, who my man have kids? We had kids with some some Italian looking June.
Oh, the Chinese.
Chinese looking June. Bad as shit.
You're eating all that done when you get older.
Oh, yeah.
This bread don't be up like that to go to that shore and shit. You know what I mean? You need all that. Oh, yeah, the physique is definitely how you treat them, how you want.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, if you got all of it, if you got the whole three, you good.
You Gucci. I'm telling you. Even if you got the physique. And some bread.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's going to take you real far.
It's going to take you real far.
I ain't going to hold you. The next joint I got lined up on my radar, bro, is my dentist. She was on my dick, too. Last time I was in her office getting my teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Yo. Yeah. She like, she got good credit. Yeah. And I know she probably like ran my shit.
Insurance. Insurance. Yo, you got something, bro. Long as you on for your job.
Hold up, bro. Listen, I paid what? About $1,100 to get a tooth, cap, crown, and all that, bro. $1,100, bro.
Yeah.
Niggas come in there and don't spend that bread. Yeah. She seen I spent that bread. Then the bitch seen the car. She was like, "Yeah, oh, I seen your car. Your car is really nice." She's like. She's like, where do you work at again? I said, First Transit. I'm a bus mechanic. She was like, oh, wow. She was like, yeah, my husband, he fat. He out of shape. You know, I'm not really attracted to him no more. Yo.
Oh,
thoroughbred.
Dude. He giving me this game.
Thoroughbred, I bullshit you not, bro.
Yo, and the dentist,
the if I'm lying, bro.
Oh, she ain't give it up like that.
No, she, I ain't fuck her, bro.
No, I'm saying she gave up the info like
she
that.
She giving up the info just like that, bro. So listen, when I went, last time I went in there, I had on a jacket, right? She was like, you can take your jacket off?
Why she trying to get fucked?
Yeah, she's trying to get fucked, bro. She like, I work out, you know. When I was pregnant with my daughter, I was in the gym working out. Because I took off my shirt. And
so it ain't the dick. It's sex and it's the body.
It's the body, bro. So and she was looking at me.
She shit was weak enough. She just said, I don't like hitting that.
Yo, basically. And bro, when she was in my, when she was, you know, they got your mouth all open and shit. And they all in your jaw. All in my jaw. I'm looking at her in her eyes, bro. Like, I'm just eye fucking her. Like, yo, just... giving her this, not even crazy eye language, but just, like, bruh. I got my hand on her leg and shit when she was, so I grabbed her leg, like that shit was really hurting, and it really wasn't. That shit wasn't hurting. That shit was numb the fuck up, bro. I wasn't feeling a goddamn thing. Yeah. But I just know that
shit went, works, so the, bruh, the physique is to kill all.
It kill it all.
Kill the pipe game,
it
too. Kill it,
yo, I'm telling you, bro.
Damn.
Like, next time I go, I gotta go back. You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
And I'm going.
I think so too. Because if you come into the, a lot of niggas probably be soggy and then it's
yeah.
Off. So if you come in with your shit together.
And then the last time, like last 2018, yeah. I had got another tooth done, cap and crown joint. So I ain't come like they did. They had the temporary on.
Yeah.
So I had the temporary on for like 3 months. You know what I mean? So when I finally went, she was like, "Oh my gosh!" She was like, "I'm glad to see you." I was like, "Really?" She was like, "Yeah." She was like, "I thought something happened to you." Something happened to you.
Yeah.
Oh shit!
Yo,
oh.
She seen wifey?
Yeah, she wifey material, bro.
She seen your wife?
No.
She bad.
Yeah, Dennis know, bad, bro. Dennis,
you know
bad.
You only can hit that though, cause she got a nigga.
I know. I'm cool with that though, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, if I bomb that, bro, and I get the number and I can show you pictures of the bitch, you'll
I
be like,
know.
You
would be like, office. I'll be in the office. It's bad joints to be in it.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, they spill all types of beans in that joint.
Yeah.
Bitch be like, husband be beating bitches up. They be telling,
I'm telling you.
Shit,
the, for her to tell me that her husband's soggy, bro, I'm like, oh, shit, yeah, I'm a definitely bomb on her, bro.
Why you should have asked, like, well, never asked that, but like, she should just fuck with a gym nigga or a skinny nigga.
Right,
she never did that.
All right, but she got kids with the man and all that. So
he
you
must
know.
Be nasty. Though.
Yeah, he's soggy. He Italian. He Italian.
Oh, she's
soggy. You know? She like Spanish, bro. She Spanish.
Oh, yeah,
she
got
bro.
It for the money.
Bro.
She got in it for the money.
Bro.
And it went salty.
And it was salty because she a dentist and a nigga, I mean, I'm pretty sure he...
He got chicken. He ain't got the pride look.
Yeah, he ain't got the look. He don't look good. He don't look good on her arm.
Yeah,
you feel me? Like, if another woman found out that she fucked with me, the bitch wouldn't be mad at her. She'd be like, yeah, I can understand why.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I ain't tooting my own horn. I know I'm a thorough nigga. You know what I'm saying? If a bitch tell me don't call me, I'm not gonna call you. You feel
me? Like she gonna fuck with it because she probably still kind of younger, got some
meat to
it.
Bro, she
ain't soggy all the way. She not done.
Bro, she do. She not a soggy old head at all. She really gave my wife a run for her money, bro.
Yeah, and because she got a better career.
She got a better career. She got a nice body. I know her body is fucking righteous. I don't even know how to turn down.
He's righteous.
Her body is righteous, bro. I seen it. But I grabbed the shit out of her thigh. I know that shit turned her on, bro.
Yeah.
I straight grabbed that joint. I was like, "Look, is it hurting?" I said, "Yeah, a little bit." I was like, "She's like, you want more?
No, okay.
I was like, "No, it's cool. Keep going."
Yeah. Yo, Mario, you can bomb,
bro. I'm gonna go for the kill.
Yeah.
I'm gonna definitely go for the kill.
Yeah.
Watch. I'm gonna have that line that you're gonna be the first nigga I hit. Like, bro, guess what I just took down.
Damn, that's crazy.
Guess what I just took down.
So why they don't let women play that looks matter role then?
I don't know.
Why they hide behind it? Why she deprive herself like that though?
Bro, sometimes and when you get with people,
I'm not gonna do that.
It be a reflection of self. You feel me?
Man, I'm not gonna never do that though. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna try to get a well balanced elements.
Yeah,
shit,
you got to.
You can't just go in there for the bread.
Well, nah.
Bitches can, niggas can.
Niggas can. And if a bitch got,
unless she got like Oprah bread or something, right? It's like outstanding and shit. Then yeah, but like only boy that went in the bread with the bread, was Candy husband. T.I. went in for the bread, but I don't know.
Yeah, T.I. went in for the bread for sure, cause T.I. was a nobody. Let's keep it a B. Tip was a nobody. His bitch put him on.
Yeah.
That's why it's kind of fucked up. He was fucking with the Joan Bernice. It was just like
he ain't going nowhere on her though.
No, he not going nowhere on her. He can't. He can't. Cause the bread really, I think the bread really hers, bro. I think the bread really hers, cause she the one that wrote. She wrote a lot of songs. Even still, she wrote a lot of songs for like Mariah Carey and shit like that, bro.
Oh, she heavy.
She heavy. She heavy. She heavy.
With the pen, respected. Yo.
And I mean, Tip ain't gonna find another joint heavy like that. For real. Like the dentist bitch, bro. Ah, shit.
She heavy.
She definitely heavy. She's a dentist, bro. It don't get no better than that. I'm getting free cleanings for life. And I'm eating some good Spanish food. What?
Yeah. It don't.
She was like, material things really don't matter to me. I'm like, oh my God, you speaking my language.
Oh,
you
shit.
A dentist?
Yeah, she want to get fucked.
She want to get
cause
fucked.
Because she already got the bread. Yeah, she need that nigga to come lay pipe.
Yeah. Send her home to the nigga happy, to her man happy.
Yeah.
He like, what's wrong? What's happening? Like, she good. She good. I know the signs. If your bitch happy, if y'all had an argument and this bitch happy. something going down.
Yeah.
Something definitely going down.
You gotta fuck the shit out of them bitches or something.
Yo,
like,
bruh.
Your body gotta be solidified.
Yo, her?
Let me keep it real. Like,
bruh,
I ain't going out like Willie Lumlo. I'm dumping
exactly.
all that money into my body. I'm
yo.
Poor, fuck that. Like,
Dennis,
I'm not
Dennis,
gonna get that soggy.
The
Dennis, want
the Dennis is the risk it all, bro.
But she can risk it all and she got her own career. It's just
yeah.
the Italian. You don't want to be in it with the mob.
they
probably get you hit.
They
you know what I mean?
Hit so, me real quick.
You know what I'm saying? That's probably why niggas ain't come mad. She probably call a black boy. He a risky. He more gangster. Cause you know Italian. He probably a bull though.
He
I ain't
going.
He probably a lord nigga. Though. He just fat Italian eat that pasta. That shit don't work. You can't be eating it. See, he probably wasn't a bull. Nice looking bull back in the day. Pause. No homo. Got soggy eating. You can't do that. You gotta watch what you eat. Corona victim, stay up. You can't do that. Watch what you eat. Niggas be fat. Fat.
I don't really know what to call it, but Trump put in this new order that when it comes to federal jobs, that he prefers skills and experience over a degree. See? So basically, everybody that's in debt right now that was telling me that college mean everything 4 years ago is in debt, and everybody's finna pass them up. They got skills now. Wow. See, I mean, like I say, I don't know, bro. Like I say, this is how you got to think. If you have a life and you have goals, only thing you have to do is chase your goals and dreams and just reach them. Because at the end of the day, just getting finessed by different little subjects as far as school or this or that, go to trade school, all that shit is, you know what I'm saying, is all finessed out, I think. So,
yeah, it's crazy. And it falls back into right what we talked about in the interview last time.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people came at you about, man, why Sean got this dude telling people that education's not key and stuff like that. But you have people now that are getting these jobs based off 100% skill. Like, these dudes are graduating high school, and by the time these people graduate, their competitor graduates college, they have 4 years of experience.
Right. I'm not basically saying that education is not important. I want education, but I want the right education that's going to make me successful. You feel me? Like, I might want real estate education. I might want accounts, you know what I'm saying? Taxes, stuff that's going to, like, okay, if I want to be a millionaire, don't I have to know millionaire education?
But they don't want us to get rich. That's why they don't teach it in school.
Exactly. That's why they put the books that can make you successful somewhere far as hell in the back under, you know what I'm saying, in libraries. Like, secrets is in books. A lot of secrets is in books that they don't tell you. So you don't really even see the secrets on the internet. Now, you can't even really, you can get on YouTube, but YouTube beats around. Somebody's always trying to sell something. You got to get in the book, really read, like, textbooks and, you know, different methods. Because right now, only thing that matters right now is money and credit, and really credit. You know what I mean? Like, credit is what's going to, like, for instance, any of these people that's watching, right, they can take $100,000 in the bank, right? And they can leave the $100,000 in the bank, and they can borrow against their $100,000. By them borrowing against their $100,000, they can easily go ask that same bank for $500,000, $600,000, because that same $100,000 that they had in the bank will be like they loaned from the bank. You understand what I'm saying? So it's basically like a finesse to the bank, you know? That's the smartest thing that I would do right now. I will just borrow against my own money in the bank. You feel me?
Yo, that shit sound genius. I've never heard nobody say nothing like that.
You never did that?
No.
Bro, if you got $1 million in the bank, you can borrow against it right now.
I'll
give you $5 million right now.
That's crazy. But you have to pay that back, right?
Okay. My $100,000, right? I don't have to pay my $100,000 back. It's my $100,000. Y'all only giving me the opportunity because I got money, and y'all are letting me make it seem like I had a $100,000 loan from y'all. You don't have to pay anything back. You're just letting them take your $100,000 and give it, putting it back in them. You get what I'm saying? You're not taking no money out or anything. You're going to leave it in there, and they're just going to be recycling it, like lending, making it look like it's a loan. Ask your bank. They'll tell you.
So, you have a daughter, right?
Yeah.
Well, you did. You got a daughter and a son?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you have kids, right?
Yeah.
When they graduate high school, are you making them go to college or what?
No. So, look. Basically, what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to put them in trade schools. But it's going to be trade schools for certain things that I want them to learn. You feel me? Because if I know that, if I'm knowing the way I'm going to set their minds up to be rich, I'm going to basically be like, okay, cool. I want you to learn about this. I want you to learn about that. I want you to learn about this. Because clearly, I'm going to have a bag put up for them. You get what I'm saying? But a person who don't have knowledge would just take the money and just fuck it off. But you want them to be real smart with money. Okay, well, take this money and double it this way. Take this money and buy this property and take out this equity and do this and do that. You know what I mean? Versus just letting them go to college and get finesse and then they, oh, well, what should I do now? I've been doing it. No, I don't want them. I don't want no mistakes. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to teach them earlier how to get it.
Yeah, I was talking to one of my homies the other day, and I said I feel like what black people do wrong is we rush our kids out the house too soon.
Yeah.
Like, we're 17, 18, and our kids are like, all right, so what are you going to do with yourself? Are you going to go to college or get your apartment? And I feel like we don't let African-Americans, we don't let our kids figure out who they really are.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And I feel like, you know, these kids, they grow up and then they're forced to start paying bills at such an early age that they're so focused on finding a job, paying rent, and they're only 17, 18, and they'll never find out who they really are or who they're
or what they want to do as far as goals. They don't really get to really arrange their goals. That's what I was just telling you.
With not to cut you off, but with Hispanics, you see like 7, 8 of them in the crib. 10 of them in the crib,
yeah.
But they're building.
Yeah.
They're starting
back. Yeah. And they going back to Mexico, building this, that, because they, like I was just saying, though, like you start real young, I say about 14, and you really start molding of, like, you read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, right? So you should know, like, how the rich dad was and the poor dad was. You just got to be on the kid on a rich level, bro, like, starting real early. You got to treat them at 14, like, man, soon you turn 18, you're going to be rich. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have to make sure your credit good. You got to put that in them early because if most African-American parents don't be telling them about that stuff that early. They don't care about credit. They just say, she's going to go to college. And everybody says college, college, college. It's nothing else.
It's like a cop-out.
Yeah, it's just, you're going to go to college and you're going to get you a good job. And you know what I'm saying? Like them. But you looking at them like, why you don't got that? So it's just... You just can't tell me anything because if I was a kid, I'm looking at you like, well, shouldn't we be living real good then? Like, you went to college, then you tell me something that you're doing. So if you a baller or you worth $1 million, I need to do exactly what you did. You know what I mean?